The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, it's Alan Ellis right here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're giving a muzzleloader away here in about half hour, and we're giving a fishing tackle package away from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box. Tim Sherman, the folks at CVA have been great. They've always been great to us. I ordered, I got my CVA hat. I asked them to send me one. They sent me a beautiful CVA hat with a leather patch on it. It has a logo on it. And I wore that yesterday for the first time, cap, you know, ball cap. And then I recently ordered a gun case. I think it's about a little over 2 feet long. It's for the Scout pistol, which I've owned for probably, 10, 12 years. I purchased one a while back, 50 caliber handgun, and never shot it. So I'm going to. I put some optics on that. I had a red dot scope of some kind that I put on there, and I'm going to load it up and shoot it here before long. Maybe by the end of this next week. So we'll see how it all works out. I'll let you know. But CVA, great people. They make a great firearm. I've been shooting their muzzle loaders for a long time. I've taken bear. I've taken whitetails. Which is about the only thing I shoot, bear and white, you know, as far as big game. Sika deer, took my last stag with the muzzleloader, CVA LR, Acura LR, and very happy with the way they work, the way they perform. Very simple to clean, easy to maintain, and they put a lot of thought into their muzzleloaders, no question. The nitride on the barrel. You know, they have start with stainless steel barrel, and then they treat it with a chemical inside and out called nitride, which is really, really helps as far as preventing rust and things like that. I like all their accessories. So CVA is just my go-to muzzleloader folks, and we love dealing with them and talking to them and the people that have changed over the years and that type of thing. So anyway, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. That is the phone number to reach our producer, Aaron, who will take your call, screen your call. He'll write down your name, first and last name, and your phone number. Be prepared for that to enter either contest or both, the fish and tackle contest or the muzzleloader contest. And then all you have to do after that is go on the air with me, and you're in the contest. Pretty easy, huh? Yep. No entry fee, nothing like that. So you can also enter by email if you like, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We had a couple of folks enter that way. It looks like we've got four so far this morning. And let's see. Always include your phone number. That way I don't have to email back when you send an entry. And there we go on that one. And, yep, that guy did it right indeed. So we've got, let's see. You only need to enter once for the month. If we write your name down, you'll know everything's good. So here we are. Great. Aaron, we need some callers.
I know, everyone's still asleep today.
I know it. Well, I would be too. Yeah, I would be too. The alarm interrupted a nice night's sleep, that's for sure. So, hey, it is what it is, right? So, yeah, I mean, you'd think more people would be enthused about winning a muzzleloader. But, you know, maybe people don't realize what we're doing, what we're giving away. But you would think after 18, 20 years, we would have more people want to enter. But that's okay. That just increases everybody's odds, right? There you go. Aaron must be screening a call right now. 410-922-6680. Interesting week, interesting month. We are just, you know, keep on going with our lives and do what the doctor orders, that's for sure. So I'm trying to think of something timely to talk about. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, our president signed an executive order the other day. He wants to eliminate what was it this time? Ghost guns and something else. I'll have to read it again. But yeah, he signed. It's going to do a lot for crime. You know, restricting law-abiding citizens for keep from doing different things and adding different things to their firearm. Oh yeah, whatever mechanism you can use to convert a semi-automatic firearm to a full automatic, which I don't know of anything. If somebody out there knows that you can do that, please call and let us know how easy it is to convert a auto loader to a full auto, which is illegal unless you are a Class 3 firearms dealer, which several of our advertisers are, and you can legally purchase a quote-unquote machine gun, but you have got to jump through hoops to be able to purchase a fully automatic firearm in this country, and you can only do that through a Class 3 gun dealer. And I don't know of any easy way to convert a, you know, single-pull, single-shot auto loader. You know, it's not when you pull the trigger that all the bullets run out. You have to pull the trigger each time because the firearm has to load the next bullet. So your rapid fire, your speed of fire is only in as fast as how fast your trigger finger pulls that trigger every individual time. That is not an automatic. And 99% of the things that people call automatics are not. They are semi-automatics, which means it does require a trigger pull to fire the next shot. All right, I've got the text button is going crazy here. Okay, we got Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. And I've called you. Boy, that must have been about maybe a year or two ago. And
okay.
I spoke about a fish on a boat or something like that. I get these funny stories. And then my father beat me with a fishing rod. I don't know. But anyway, I was going to tell you about a guy named Kenny. We used to go out to Kansas hunting.
All right.
And Kenny, he loved smoking cigarettes, all right? And the whole time out there, he just smoking, takes all kind of medicine and all. And when we get out there hunting, I had my dog, and we get down in these draws. And, of course, there was cattails and all kind of stuff you're going through. And I'd be down there with the dog and my friend, too, with his dog. And, of course, we'd get the shots. And then Kenny and some other guys, that they'd get up on the sides. They would never get down in the draw because they really couldn't do it. And they would, you call them wingmen or something like that, or he'd be a blocker. Right? So Kenny, I'd get out of this draw, and my pants, this is where we get into it, my pants, from all that work like that, would be mm-hmm. just shredded, my regular field pants.
Right.
Shreds hanging off the bottom. No stitches left in my boots, hardly. And the crotch be wore out of the pants. And at night, I would sit there and sew rags back into the crotch of my pants.
Wow.
And, well, there was no place to go get another one. So now we get to the humor part. Kenny, who just took the easy way all the time, all right?
Uh-huh.
He says to me one day, he says, hey, Ray, you think you bought yourself a brand new pair of pants? And this other guy come over and said, Kenny, you'll outgrow your pants before you ever wear them out.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I just want to tell you a little funny story there. But there, I'll call in again. I get listening to you, and I enjoy it. And I'll think, I know another funny story, because there have been so many things happen. Out in Kansas, I'm very few trees around, okay? And we were hunting this old farmland where it was abandoned, okay? So you'd see pieces of corrugated roof laying around, an old piece of farm equipment, and we're hunting pheasants, or whatever, quail, and you kick it or something like that, and you throw it working. And there was this old tree that looked like something out of the West, where they'd hang guys in these cowboy movies, okay?
Oh, wow.
But there wasn't nothing but this stupid tree. And I went over to that tree. What the heck made me kick it? I don't know. And I kicked that tree, and all of a sudden, I was screaming like you couldn't believe.
Oh.
That this animal jumped out of the tree and was on my chest. And it jumped right on me, and I jumped off, you know, and all those guys were laughing like crazy.
I bet.
But they have squirrels out there, not like a gray squirrel or something here. Fox squirrels or something. They're big.
Yeah.
And right on my chest, right on my throat.
Oh my gosh.
There was a lot of humor that went on. That was the Kenny story, and thought I'd give it to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I just wanted to go in, and I won't hold you up there, and you know, I'm enjoying your show, and I hope
goes
well for you and for Robin. And
thank you.
Maybe next time I'll tell you an old gun story.
All right. Well, I always enjoy the stories, enjoy the chuckles, that's for sure. So,
all right. Look, I'll get you again, Alan.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There he goes. You know what? Barometer's dropped a lot since yesterday. It's now 29.75. Yesterday it was 30.1. So that tells me that it's even worse to be out in the woods or on the water today. Winds are still north. Let's see, what are the winds? Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Huh. Yep, winds are still east, southeast right now. Anyway, not a great day. But it is time for me to tell you about a couple of our great sponsors, and we wish that you would... We hope that you would visit them. First off is Clyde Sports Shop. You know, waterfowlers, they love shooting their shotguns, and we love to have I have a couple of semi-automatic shotguns, auto loaders, so it is. But I don't have an A5, but Clyde's does. They have an A5 Browning called a Wicked Wing Vintage Camo model. Listen to this. It's got a super reliable auto loader duck hunting shotgun, or goose, featuring kinematic drive recoil operation with a composite stock, a Cerakote, that's a coating that's like, it's better than bluing. It's a ceramic coating that goes on the barrel called, it's in bronze camo finish, and a Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel. Oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, which means they stick out from the end of the barrel, and a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Comes with an ABS case, which is a gun case for this fine shotgun, the A5 Wicked Wing in vintage camo. And then we also have the Maxis 2 in Browning's proprietary camo called Auric, reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. I have thrown one of these to my shoulder. The Wicked Wing is nice. The A5 is nice. The Maxis fits me a little better. It just comes up so smooth. If you need to have something come up real nice and smooth to your shoulder when you're on waterfowl, because you do it pretty quick, and that's what this gun does. It's got composite stock with soft flex cheek pad and inflex recoil pad and oversized controls. That's called the Maxis 2. From Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Lansdowne, 21227. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, 242-6108. ClydesSportShop.com is the new website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. They've been around since 1957. You'd think by now they'd know what they were doing, and they do. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and hunting accessories, and everything for fishing and crabbing, too, live bait and all. Clyde Sport Shop, we're glad to have them as a sponsor, and we hope that you will visit. Then we have our friends at Backyard Billy's right up the road here at Kent Island. Backyard Billy's has some specials. This will be, I think, the last time I announce these specials. Until the end of September, Backyard Billy's giant selection. I mean, it's enormous. When you pull in, you'll see what I'm talking about. When you pull into either parking lot, you'll see this enormous selection of tables and chairs, outside tables and chairs for dining. Poly outside dining furniture, including tables and chairs, now on sale, 50% off. All in-stock Adirondack chairs, except for the DuraComfort brand. Buy one, get one free. And there's not a lot of DuraComfort out there, but that they have to make an exception for that one. Buy one, get one free. For the Adirondack chairs that I talk about all the time, these are those comfortable chairs that, you know, they're great to sit in on your patio, on your back porch, on your deck, or whatever. Select in-stock lounge furniture, too, also 50% off. You can see Backyard Billy's backyard from Route 50. Just get off exit 44B, Evans Avenue, and keep right on to Drummer Drive. That's where you'll find Backyard Billy's. Gym sets, great Christmas presents for the grandkids or kids. Storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, all at Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Remember, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert for freestanding wood or a freestanding wood or pellet stove with exceptional service and prices. BackyardBillies.com is the website. There's a Facebook page for Hearth America. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Graysonville is the exit. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec Brayon Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, there we go. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
The Bay Bridge. Fished the Bay Bridge the other day.
Okay.
They're on the deep water columns. The fisherman and fisherwoman know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the channel. Yeah, got it.
80 to 90 foot in the, it's a little bit beyond the shipping lane on the eastern shore side, using 1.5 ounce to 2 ounce jigs with a straight tail, any flavor.
Yeah.
But they were biting pretty good. We had 25 keepers. Obviously, I was commercial fishing.
Right.
And the fish, they're starting to get the fattiness to them, that, you know, that fall winter.
That fall fat football fish. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, football fish.
It's, yeah,
beautiful fish, clean, whatnot.
Are they hitting it on the drop, or do you have to work it?
You have to work it, Alan. I did have a few of them hit it like it was live bait, where you flip your, I'm using spinning tackle, you flip your bail over and something's running off with it.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. I was using a double rig too with, another little keeper jig, you know, like a quarter ounce, 3/8 ounce.
Yeah.
And they were hitting that a lot, but yeah, mostly on the farm, mostly in about 30 foot of water,
right?
Not on the bottom or anything, because you're fishing 80 to.
Yeah, they're suspended in the oxygen rich zone right there, 30 feet down. That's
yeah,
for sure. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it's kind of interesting. We came in to Sandy Point, and there's a young man doing they do these surveys. Well, being commercial, they don't recognize us because we
right
do our own.
You got to hail. You got to do your own call in. Yeah, I got it.
We got to do our own deal. But he said in 3 days of working down there, he hadn't seen any rockfish caught.
Oh my gosh!
Amongst the recreational. He obviously didn't have a lot of customers.
Right.
He didn't interview a lot of people, but I don't know what that says.
I don't either. That's a little scary.
It is. It's a very difficult place to fish. They're not easy to catch.
Right.
But I take it for granted. But it's I'm always concerned about these surveys and, you know, they putting these numbers together, what they accumulate for the rec people for their status on their how they're going to regulate their catch for the following years. A lot of that goes into that.
The survey is just one part of it. You know, once they put that survey in there, then they have to extrapolate the number of how many people they think are fishing that day and how many people are licensed, and then they come up with a computer model. And that's how a lot of stuff is done now. They just kind of try to extrapolate the numbers, so.
Yeah.
It's basically a guess.
I know it is now, a lot of that guess reflects on one fish this coming season, two fish.
That's true.
Alan, and they base it on young of the year, which I. You know how I feel about that. I question the accuracy of that.
Right.
For me and my other fishing partners and whatnot, we're all doing really well. A couple of my friends have already burned up their quota, so it's
right.
And they haven't done that in years. So we're obviously catching a lot of fish. The market price is maintained. But, there's plenty of fish around in my eyes. But
got it.
I'm only one person.
Got it.
But one other quick note. I don't know if fishing the Bay Bridge, Captain Ed Darwin passed away.
Oh, I didn't know Ed passed away.
Yes.
Yep.
90, God love him, 95 years old, Alan.
Ed was one of those guys that would fish on those big trophy fish, but at one point I recall somebody said they were fishing with Ed and he wouldn't let his party keep a rockfish estimated at 75 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he was quite a mentor for a lot of people down there. He would do a lot of business and corporate trips and the good thing is his mate is keeping the, I think his name is Jim, and he's keeping the Becky D going. And, really, it's when I go down there, it's rare to not see the Becky D out on the water. It's, a lot of people were, he was a mentor to a lot of people that would fish down there. So.
Right.
Well,
sorry. Yep, sorry if you had to share that. But listen, sounds like you're having good luck out there. So, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Good.
All right, Lee. Well, look, you have a great weekend. We got to keep rolling here. We got two contests to do, and I think you're in both of them. So, all right, man. What? Thank you. Bye bye. Let's talk to Patrick in Ellicott City. I think that'll be our last. Caller before we do the two drawings. Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing, man?
All right. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Did I leave you on hold before a while back?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And you've been on hold the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Don't apologize. Just wanted to thank you for keeping the fire burning on these early Saturday mornings all these years.
Well, we hope so. We hope to go for a long, long time, and not maybe another 36, but, we're going to go as long as we can for sure. So.
Yep. Well, thanks for getting me in the contest.
You're in, buddy. You are in. Right. So have you been out yet?
No. We've been trying to finish our garage up in Bedford County at the cabin. And
yep.
Almost there.
Going to have it ready for hunting season?
Yeah.
Going to have it ready for Pennsylvania deer season?
Archery opens October 5th.
October 5th, yep.
But our annual grandparents thank you crab feast is October 5th. So
I got it.
So we'll send you some more pictures.
Send some pictures, yep, that's for sure. So,
all right.
Super duper, man. Thanks, Patrick. You have a great weekend.
All right, God bless.
All righty, God bless. Stay dry. Okay, here we go. All right, folks, I think it's time for the drawing. We're waiting for a call from Tacklebox Tim, and he is on hold. All right, very good. Tim, let her roll. Let me give you the numbers here.
All right.
Hold on. Okay, that's the same sheet. Give me a second here.
Drum roll, please.
I'm working on it. All right. 1 through 27, buddy.
27. Good numbers this month.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Through 27, and the random number is number 12.
Number 12. Let me see who that is. Hang on. Gotta make sure I'm on the right page here. Got the right contest. Somebody by the name of Jeff Panucci.
Jeff, say that again?
Jeff. Please. Jeff Panucci. P-E-N-N-U-C-I. 1, 2.
Jeff Panucci.
P-E-N-N-U-C-I. P as in
got
Paul.
It. Yep.
All right. We will give Jeff a call here after the show. And try to, unless he calls in, and we'll get his vital information, whether you're going to be meeting him or whether you're going to be mailing him.
The meeting is always a good deal. Sometimes it's interesting just to talk to the folks, but either way, we got a really nice package just for to end it all.
Yes, we did. I saw that package.
Yeah. Do you want me to run the numbers for the muzzleloader?
Yeah, I think so. Let me get the total count here. 1, 2, 3, including all the emailers. Pictures are a little hard to see sometimes. That's tackle. Okay, hold on. 1 second there, Tim.
Certainly.
We'll start at the top. Twenty-five. 37. 39 on that, Tim.
39. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have number 23 for the muzzleloader contest.
23. Amazing. Let me see who that is. 23. Huh, hold on. Still counting. That would be Joseph Brown. Joseph Brown.
Congratulations, Joseph.
Congratulations to you, Joseph, that's for sure. So we'll be giving two more muzzle loaders away, folks, one in the end of October, one in the end of November. So, you know, you still have plenty of time to get in the contest for one of those three muzzle loaders, the CVA, Optima V2 in camo with a nice scope mount on it, nitride barrel, synthetic stock, of course. And we'll give Joseph Brown a call here after the show and see what we come up with. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks for playing, Tim.
Not a problem.
All right, let me write these names down here.
I have to get into the muzzleloader contest in the next couple of months.
Yeah, you will. Okay, we got Jeff. And if either of these fellows are listening, we're certainly be welcoming your phone call for sure. Jeff and Joseph, congratulations on two great wins, and we'll be getting in touch with you shortly, as soon as the show's over. Right? Right, Tim?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your help. Thank you for your full season's devotion to getting that great lore packages together for us to give away here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Thanks to Tim Tacklebox, Tim Sherman, and High Tide Lures. And you can look for him at all the fish and tackle shows and flea markets and that type of thing going on. And even some of the boat shows. So hopefully you'll have some lures on display and people can pick them up right there off your table. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan. I'm looking forward to all the events and getting back out there and seeing the folks.
Exactly. All right. Tim, thanks so much. I appreciate your efforts there today. You have a great weekend.
You too. Tell Robin hello.
I will do that. Thank you. All right, folks. There we go. Everybody's everybody's a winner here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. All right. Brent, if you are listening, our daughter will be in there this morning to get a big old some type of nail or screw out of her tire. Found it yesterday, but we know you'll take good care of her for sure. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 East. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, that's for sure. Always a lot of people in the parking lot, a lot of, you know, commercial vehicles parked there. I saw a street sweeper there a couple weeks ago. That was pretty cool. And, you know, some of the major companies around town, you see their trucks all over the place, and then all of a sudden you'll go by Spurry's, and there they're sitting right there in the lot, that's for sure. Hey, they feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires as well as all the others, whatever fits your car. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any time. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, like your, you know, like your riding lawnmower or anything like that. You landscapers, if you blow a tire out, they've got the stuff for your, you know, your 360-degree turn mowers as well. And your barnyard, too, your big old farm tractor and all your farm machinery. Spurry's has a truck that goes right to the farm and takes care of their repairs and things like that. If you own any kind of trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, or any type of UTV, ATV, anything that ends in a V vehicle, Spurry's has the tires for those, too. Spurry's offers tire repair. Yep, you'll see our daughter this morning. Full service and automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair that vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they'll let you know what's going on with it for sure. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's Tire Service, including Robin, me, our families, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire a call at 410-822-7384. That's Spurry's Tire Service, 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com. Remember, no appointment needed for tires at Spurry's Tire Service, 822-7384. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car, truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, here's a question for you. Do you have a fireplace you never use? Well, we did too. We fixed that when we went to Hearth America at Backyard Village on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected the Enviro brand, model EX35, gas fireplace insert. And it's got a remote control with it. Hearth America at Backyard Village did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the appearance of this whole thing, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. You can get one, too. Hearth America at Backyard Village carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat sources. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly, chilly weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. All right. How about that? Let's see. Oh, yeah. This is the number there. I just got a call from this fella. He must have looked on the website and got my personal number. So here's what we need to do. Douglas, call 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. How about that? Hey, there's a voice I haven't heard from in a while. Let's see what Fred has to say. Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, man, that's a cool-looking shirt. I got to get one of those, buddy. That's for sure. All right, Fred Reinthaler. Aircraft Heating and Cooling came down from Baltimore and did a beautiful job repairing our heating system here in the house, and I was so appreciative of that. So we'll give him a shout-out anytime. There, Fred, that's for sure. Aircraft, AIRE-CRAFT, for any heating and cooling needs that you might have. He'll take care of it for you, that's for sure. All right. Any callers on the line there? Did Douglas give us a call? Not yet. All right. Well, Douglas, give us a call here, 410-922-6680. That's all right. Every now and then that happens. Somebody goes and checks out the number on the contact information and calls my personal cell phone, which I don't mind. I don't mind talking to anybody, but we're glad to hear from folks anyway. But if you're looking for the show, that number is 410 972-622-6680. How about that? Oh, we have a little bit of time, don't we? We have a little bit of time, don't we, Aaron? We have about, what, 3 minutes of commercial break to do and take care of that. And why don't we do that, and then we'll come back and have time all the way to the end. You want to do that? All right, let's play those last commercials. Thank you.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses craze, apple craze, and cherry craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foos Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Nick Bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks, yeah.
All right, big bulls, big bucks. So, okay, 410 WCBM 680. We do have time for at least one more caller, that's for sure. We're done with all the commercials. And, you know, we thank our sponsors, and we beg your indulgence to promote them all, because we know there's quite a few of them. We picked up some new ones for wintertime, the folks at Apple Cracker, which is great. That's the attractant that I've been using. Delmarva Sporting Clay's been dealing with the Richardson's for many, many, probably 30 years or more, dealing with those folks. The website is interesting at Delmarva Sporting Clays. It's DSC, which is Delmarva Sporting Clays. And then the store used to be known as Fin, Fur, and Feathers. So DSCFFF.com. And, you know, we're going to try and shoot there. Maybe this week, if we get a nice midday time, we can get out and sight in the 308. We'll see how that works out. And maybe even the scout pistol. So, all right, there you go. All right. Taking care of things on text. Been a lot of texters this morning. We love it. There's been a lot of people email, want to get in the contest. People getting a jump on the October contest. Gary says, I need Robin back. So I need her back too. She needs to save me sometimes. That's for sure. So we are giving a muzzleloader away. No fish and tackle next month. We're done with that promotion for the year. And we, again, thank Tackle Box Tim Sherman for supplying all the great lures and the fun times with the, fish and tackle giveaway. But we're going to focus on hunting season and, we'll get a hold of our winners this morning, Jeff Panucci for the fish and tackle and Joseph Brown for the muzzleloader, and see what those guys are going to do, where we need to take the muzzleloader or send it, and also with the fish and tackle as well. You will get your stuff, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I've been talking the whole show. Guess what? I have been talking the whole show and texting and emailing, and, you know, it keeps me busy. Technology is really, really cool. We used to get maybe one email a week about the show. Now we're getting all kinds of emails. Oh, excuse me. I guess, you know, I didn't give out the email address often enough. And if you want to email me about anything during the week, you're certainly welcome to do so, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And it's always great to hear the callers and have good fishing information, like Lee, where the fish are and how he's catching them and that type of thing. I want to remind you about the top 10 colors for striped bass. The first one, of course, is chartreuse. The second one is white. Number 3 would be white. Number 4 would be chartreuse. Number 5 would be white. Number 6 would be chartreuse. Number 7 is chartreuse. 8 and 9 are both white. And then top 10, rounding out the top 10, is chartreuse, are the top colors for any type of lure you drop down for striped bass, that's for sure. All right, let's see. That little beeping you hear in the background is a bunch of texts coming in. But right now, oh, look at that. Ah, great crabbing picture. How about that? Oh, that's fantastic, man. Got some crabs in there, too. Well, you'll need to get that one to me, buddy, and we'll get some names on that for sure. We'll get that in the next issue of Maryland Loves Crabs. That place looks familiar. Hey, there's the music. All right. Listen, get out, stay safe. Love your family. Thank the Lord for his blessings this week. And we certainly thank him for sure for all that's going on here. So now have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.